Dear faithful, let us today insist with the precept of charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As the principal theme for Christmas time was the one of love. A love that started from God. From God to us. As He gave us His Son as our gift. For our redemption, our salvation. And in all these Sundays of Epiphany, we see that the liturgy is teaching us that we have to practice in imitation of Jesus to love one another. For instance, St. Paul says that love is the fulfillment of the law. Charity is the bond of perfection. Speaking of the virtue of charity, as the one most of the times ignored or left behind or regard as an important thing to do or to practice. Very much neglected. Not considered something necessary to attain perfection or to obtain complete happiness. And then, not consider charity as the bond of perfection, we try to find perfection in some other activity. First, one of those activities in which we try to place our happiness or perfection is fortitude. Christian perfection is not in the practice of fortitude, dear faithful, as the barbarians in antiquity said. Fortitude has as its object difficult things that demand great energy and in which man's life is exposed as in combats, as in war, as in the war right now. Fortitude is manifested through national pride, unreasonable courage, or bravery. Those are the virtues that a soldier needs, an explorer or an aviator. But the virtue, the happiness is not in fortitude. It's not to see who is the strongest, who is more powerful. That's the barbarian's happiness. Also, Christian perfection is not in the practice of austerity, fastings, vigils, or another difficult things to perform. Christian perfection does not consist in wisdom either, as the majority of the Greek philosophers in antiquity said. They said that perfection consists in the wisdom or eminent knowledge of all things by the supreme cause and last end. And perfection does not even consist in the superior knowledge of God. Now, perfection requires fortitude, abnegation, wisdom as a means to an end. A soldier needs fortitude. We as a Christian, we need abnegation and wisdom. But those are only a means to an end and not the end of self, not perfection itself. Then, if fortitude were to be perfection, the way to attain perfection, only the soldiers, survivors, will be the ones to be saved, to go to heaven. Only the strongest people will be the one to be saved. In that way, we had to become some kind of soldiers or warriors to be strong as the way to perfection. Or if perfection were to consist in austerities, fastings, or vigils, will be true then that only the most perfect person or religious will be he that is very austere, or he that spends most of his time in watching, in vigils, in austerities, in fastings. Or the one that eats only bread and water every day. If perfection consists in austerities, that will be the way to go. And then the third one, that if wisdom were to be the perfection, those who did not pass their exams in school will be not saved because they don't have any knowledge. They fail their exams. Or those who didn't go to university will be not obtain salvation if wisdom were to be the perfection. We will have to be St. Thomas or St. Augustine, as wisdom is not perfection. Or the superior knowledge of God is not perfection either, because we will have to be like St. Thomas. They know, they learn, and they teach a lot of things about God. Wisdom is the perfection only of the intellect that helps our reason. Then it is left that perfection is mainly in charity, as St. Paul teaches today. The perfection is the love of us to God, to love God. That's perfection. And perfection to God, showing our love to God through our neighbor by loving one another. One thing we have to do is to incorporate all these virtues I said in our will, to incorporate them in our will to love as Christ says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy all strength and with thy all mind and thy neighbor as thyself." That is perfection. We are loving with our whole heart, with strength, with fortitude, with our soul, with our whole being. We are loving with our mind, with our knowledge that we acquire. And we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. This precept of our Lord of love is superior to all, to fortitude, to abnegation, to wisdom, or to humility, or any of the virtues. And this precept might be practiced by anyone. First, because a little child which is not endowed with great strength as a soldier, could practice this virtue of charity. He doesn't need to be very strong. A little child has no necessity of fasting and vigils because he's a little child. And still he can practice the virtue of charity. Or this little child doesn't have the intelligence of St. Thomas or St. Augustine. And still he can practice the virtue of charity. And make a great act of love. Because we have saints like St. Bernadette She didn't have a great intelligence, and still she was a saint. She was not strong at all. She was very weak, but her great virtue was that of charity, to love God. Was St. Joseph Cupertino. The only thing he did is to love Our Lady, to love his neighbor. And the same will be for a sick person in the hospital. He cannot be fighting in Iraq or in the university. But he can practice the virtue of charity to the nurses, to the visitors, to the workers in the hospital. Anyone is able to practice the virtue of charity, and no one is excluded. And it could be practiced at any time, any place, and with anyone. Let us not forget, then, this great easy way to find our salvation, to find our perfection and our true love to God by loving our neighbor, as St. Paul says today. And the great sign of the love of God is precisely love one's neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.